Since tenants of four Vancouver apartment buildings protested against landlord Cressy Development Group over conditions of their units 2 weeks ago, the developer has doubled down on remediation efforts. But this hasn't quelled concerns over living conditions and transparency, and tenants from two more Cressy-owned properties are considering joining a coalition effort drawing attention to these issues, according to tenant Jesus Ron. Protests came as tenants expressed concerns over pests, insects, mold, maintenance, a lack of emergency contact and problems with accessibility. The problems that tenants say they experienced speak to larger problems in Vancouver when it comes to rental regulations, the rental tribunal system and a lack of protection for those who complain about landlords, according to experts and tenants who spoke to BIV. Concerns over maintenance and safety are centered on Cressy's Penderville, Eaton, Gravelly and Sandringham buildings in East Vancouver. Two additional buildings, the McLean and Graham Apartments, are in the early stages of joining the roughly year-old organized effort known as the Cascadia Renters Union, CREW. Ron said Cressy has conducted inspections in the first four buildings since the October 24 rally. Cressy declined to confirm if these inspections took place and to speak about any of the specific issues alleged by tenants. Mold in what Cascadia Renters United says is a Cressy-owned unit in East Vancouver. Cascadia Renters United. But the developer has hired a new assistant building manager who started training on September 28, in addition to starting immediate assessments and necessary repairs, according to a statement from Scott Cressy, the company's owner and president. The issues alleged by the CREW shed light on the lack of a landlord, watchdog, or regulatory body that oversees maintenance issues, ensures that properties are maintained and tracks infractions or violations, said Robert Patterson, a lawyer at the nonprofit Tenant Resource and Advisory Center. It's an entirely unregulated industry. More and more tenants are realizing that they can start pushing for more regulation and some enforcement of the rules that doesn't just rely on tenants putting their necks on the line to try and get landlords to follow the law, he said. Patterson said that joining together as a collective provides strength in numbers and is a non-legal route for tenants to get their voices heard. People are so afraid of losing their homes now because there is no affordable housing out there, he said. People aren't willing to risk their entire home and safety for that. In part, because we don't have adequate protections for tenants at the residential tenancy branch to protect themselves against retaliatory evictions. Ron said he went without power for a weekend in 2022 and was unable to get help immediately. In a statement to Glacier Media, Cressy Development Group said that the unit was inspected on the same day, and the issue resolved within 1 to 2 days. I started door knocking and I saw that people have problems that were way more serious than temporarily losing power. That's how I got involved, Ron said. Tenants held a rally outside the developer's offices last month to protest what the Vancouver Tenants Union, a separate organization providing support to the CREW, described as maintenance and safety issues building residents have been enduring for multiple years. Tenants very seldom assert their interests or rights in the way that we've seen with these kinds of protests or rent strikes. However, they are increasing and they're increasing because of the dire need to do something about the situation for tenants, said Alexandra Flynn, an associate professor at the University of British Columbia and director of the Housing Research Collaborative. Repairs underway at a Cressy-owned rental property in East Vancouver. Submitted. The Vancouver Tenants Union said tenants declined to speak to Glacier Media for this story as they said they were concerned that speaking out may negatively affect their ability to secure housing with future landlords. Meanwhile, Ron recalled an hour-long argument between CREW members and Cressy representatives when the Penderville building was being inspected. We were a little frustrated because they didn't want to engage with us collectively, they wanted to engage with the individual tenants. And we tried to work together with the tenants to have a CREW member present during the inspections, said Ron. Only tenants who lived in units being inspected were allowed to witness the inspections, he said. Cressy Development Group said in a statement to Glacier Media that it maintains individualized lease agreements with each of our tenants, and that our practice of individually meeting with tenants not only safeguards their privacy but also enables us to efficiently address any concerns and aligns with the prescribed policy. The company also said it was notified on two occasions of requests for a crew member to accompany a tenant during an inspection. If a tenant was personally present during the inspection and explicitly requested the presence of others, we accommodated such requests, reads the statement. The crew sent a letter to Cressy in early September, alleging the presence of maintenance and safety issues, which the separate Vancouver Tenants Union claims was signed by about 60% of tenants within the four buildings. The 3- to 4-story buildings were all built in the early 1980s. The Gravely Building's assessed land and building value was $17,337,000, with the McLean Building at $14,490,000 as of July 2022, according to BC Assessment. Cressy Development Group is a well-known developer in Metro Vancouver, with multiple condo projects that cater to luxury living. The company owns hundreds of buildings that span across the commercial, condominium and rental real estate markets, according to Flynn. I express sincere empathy for this situation, which we take very seriously. We've acknowledged the tenants' concerns in the letter received on September 11, Scott Cressy said in a statement. We're committed to individual meetings with tenants to address concerns and prioritize repairs, and our team is actively coordinating meetings. Our unwavering commitment to providing a safe, healthy home aligns with adherence to the BC Residential Tenancy Act. Solutions to these issues are typically dealt with by the Residential Tenancy Branch, RTB, which resolves disputes between tenants and landlords. Both Ron and another tenant, Chris Murpaugh, said that tenants in the building have utilized this route in the past. But Flynn and Patterson said that remedies on an individual basis, through the RTB, are not enough. It's expensive and there's currently a huge delay in the tenancy board hearing the complaints, said Flynn. And then if there is a remedy that's given, that's no guarantee that it's actually going to be enforced. Another major issue is that many of the RTB's decisions carry no precedence, Ron said. Patterson added that these decisions can also be inconsistent depending on the arbitrator. The whole experience illustrates how difficult it is to find a safe place to live in Vancouver, Murpaugh said. Mold issues at his Cressy-owned unit followed a separate incident at a rental unit not owned by Cressy, where Murpaugh claimed he nearly died from carbon monoxide poisoning. This is probably systemic in our current economic situation, Murpaugh said. Editor's note. This article has been updated to provide additional clarity and to include statements and information that were provided to Glacier Media by Cressy Development Group after the article was published. Multiple requests for information were made prior to publication.